The rest of the story. Somewhere in somebody's vault, there's 100 or so feet of motion picture film that never made it to the silver screen. It was shot about 30 years ago at the Old Republic Studios in Hollywood, and it shows a man being eaten by a lion, and I mean for real. But this is the rest of the story. Ralph Helfer had had two passionate loves since childhood, animals and movies. By his mid-20s, good-looking young Ralph had merged his dreams. He was working with animals in the motion picture business, had been promoted from animal keeper to animal trainer, was well on his way to being established in the industry. One day, a colleague who had been training animals for a circus picture was called away on an emergency. He begged Ralph to fill in for him. Ralph accepted. When the young trainer showed up for work, he discovered a circus arena enclosed by steel bars, reconstructed on the sound stage. He learned that the scene about to be shot required him to enter the arena, stunt doubling for the star of the picture, dressed as a circus lion tamer, carrying the usual whip, gun, and chair, for which he would approach an apparently ferocious lion perched on a brightly colored platform. The director called for quiet on the set and shouted, "Action!" With the film crew poised at their stations, Ralph, decked out in red and black, chair in one hand and whip in the other, walked through the tall steel door and approached the impressively snarling lion, a big fellow, at least 500 pounds. Ralph had worked with all sorts of large animals, lions included, so it was with relatively slight anxiety that he drew in close and defiantly cracked his bullwhip. But in a second, the lion was on him. Through the excruciating pain, Ralph could hear voices screaming, "Somebody help him!" He could feel the huge claws on his chest, the hot breath on his face. Ralph lifted an arm. The fang holes in his arm were so gaping that he could see the studio arc lights shining through those holes. And then the roaring, angry lion bit him again. Ralph caught a glimpse of a white fang streaked with blood before the world started growing dark. And the last thing he heard was a cacophony of shrieking voices, and one of them, of course, was his own. The film crew did manage to drive the lion away and hold him at bay long enough to remove Ralph's mangled body from the arena, and remarkably, the young animal trainer did survive. But after he awakened in the hospital and all through his agonizing convalescence, Ralph Helfer made a solemn promise to himself that he would and must find some better way to train animals, one that would not evoke the kind of violent reaction that had almost cost him his life. The fear-trained animal, Ralph reasoned, could only be expected to respond with fear and rage. But since potentially dangerous animals were routinely trained through fear and threat of pain, some new formula must be devised. A carrot instead of a whip. A formula based on love and understanding and mutual respect and friendly persuasion. And for Ralph, who truly loved animals, such a challenge was worth the investment of a lifetime. Well, by now, the world knows well the accomplishments of animal trainer Ralph Helfer over the three decades since. The motion picture performances of Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion and Gentle Ben the Bear and scores more. Even the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull is one of Ralph's proteges. And to this day, colleagues observe with wonder that it seems Ralph Helfer's animals would do anything for him. And that is so. Now you know the rest of the story.